This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Cindy Miller joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about the New England Ukulele Festival. Am I saying it correctly, or is it ukulele?
You are saying it correctly. Bravo.
Thank you.
We're so excited about this event. This is the first ever, and we hope annual, New England Ukulele Festival. It's overdue. There are so many of us here in New England, and it's all a big benefit for our absolute favorite nonprofit charity, the Ukulele Kids Club.
Yeah, so tell everyone about the Kids Club and kind of how they use music to help kids who are going through some tough times.
Oh, you bet. The Ukulele Kids Club started in 2013. Corey Bergman was the founder, and what the organization does is provide ukulele-based music therapy to hospitalized kids. So they donate ukuleles for music therapists to use to work with kids. The idea that music heals, right? That you put a uke in the hands of a kid who's in hospital with, you know, a chronic illness, and they learn to play a little, and their world brightens. And that helps, you know, your overall healing process. It helps kids with all their clinical goals. It brightens up their mood. It gives them something else that they can do. And then when they go home, they can take those ukuleles with them. And the UKC has a UKC at Home program where they can continue playing and learning and working with trained music therapists on Zoom, so that it's not just a one and done where, okay, that was yours when you're in the hospital and now it's over. So music becomes just a part of their overall life.
And it's something that's so uplifting, the sound of an ukulele. It's just something about the notes, the chords that you play. It's always so bright and happy. And anytime I'm around anybody that plays, we have a woman that plays in our group at church, Natalie, and she plays occasionally. And I just love it. It just puts a smile on my face every time she brings it out.
Right. It's infectious. We're always so thrilled. My group, the Unlikely Strummers, is always so thrilled when we play gigs and we just look at people smile and, you know, they get up and they dance and they sway with the music, but it just lifts the mood of an entire room.
Okay, so as far as the event that is happening, so you said it is the first ever New England Ukulele Fest. Where is it going to be happening? What time? How can people get tickets?
Okay, awesome. So it's going to be on Sunday, May 4th at the American Legion Post 440 in Newton here in Massachusetts. And it runs from 12 to 5. Doors will be at like 11:30. And the music will start at noon. And we've got 8 bands playing. We've got the chairman of the board from the Ukulele Kids Club who's going to be there and talk about the UKC. And we've got vendors, we've got artisans, we've got food, we've got raffles, we have a fabulous silent auction, we're going to have a big strum along at the end, and all kinds of stuff.
I love that it's May the 4th, too. You might see a stormtrooper dressed up at a ukulele festival. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I would pay good money for that. Yes, I am so in.
Okay, so if you want to get tickets.
But the whole event's free.
Oh, it is free?
It's free. We gratefully accept donations.
Oh, okay.
If anybody wants to. We'll have like a big, you know, donation bucket or something at the door if people want to donate. And things like food sales and the silent auction and the raffles will all benefit the UKC.
Okay, so if you go to theukc.org/events, you will see it right there. The first annual, first ever New England Ukulele Fest is happening May 4th in Newton. Again, go to theukc.org/events, or if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, we will forward you the link directly to the event. And Cindy, you and everybody over at UKC with your ukuleles are officially members of the Karsten Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning, Cindy. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Karsten and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Karsten and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.